You are tuned in to Motivation of Monday, the podcast version. I am yours truly, God's servant, Bishop Lamonte Calvin. Yes, this is the place where you will be empowered by the word and through the word. So text someone, call someone, and let them know that Motivation of Monday, the podcast version, is ready. I pray that you are blessed through the word and by the word. So get ready, because it's that time. What is that time? It's word time. Be blessed. Well, we are glad that you're back with us. We're glad to be on the podcast version of Motivation of Monday. I want to welcome all of you this day, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. I said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad in what? Be glad that he allowed us to see this day. Be glad that he allowed us to be a part of this day. So if you will, if you want to invite someone, you know, let them know that the podcast is on. Let them know that we are doing what God has called us to do. Let them know that we are doing our part and just obeying God. I just want to thank God that we are in the season of obedience. I say I'm glad that we're in the season of obedience. It's good to obey, and I'm so glad about that. So we just thank God. Listen, for those of you, this is your first time tuning in, I am yours truly, God's servant, Bishop Lamonte Calvin, and I'm glad to be your host. I'm glad to be the one that releases the word of God to you. And I pray that this podcast bless you, whether you're in your car, whether you're driving, whether you're doing with your work, working out, or how, whatever you're doing, I just pray that this podcast be a blessing to you and in your personal way, in the way that you need God to speak to you. Well, if you would like to be a blessing to this podcast, also you can go to Cash App and you can do hashtag Dr. Lamonte Calvin. That's Cash App on the hashtag Dr. Lamonte Calvin. And we'll be glad, you'll be glad, we'll be glad that you sold towards this ministry. And we just truly thank God. Don't download all of these great messages without being a blessing some kind of way. I'm just saying, you know, just, you know, if God is feeding you, amen, sow some type of way, you know, and or you can go on Givelify, look up New Direction, and just sow there. Just say Motivation of Monday in the memo. And but whatever you do, share it with somebody. Tell somebody about the podcast, and they'll be glad, and you'll be glad you did. And so we truly thank God for that. Well, I won't hold up the time. Somebody tell me what time is it. Y'all know what time it is. It's word time. Come on, it's time for the word of the Lord. Somebody shout, it's word time. It's time for the word of the Lord. It is time to hear what God is saying to his people. It's time for the word of God. And that's what we want to do today. We want to go directly into the word of God. We want to go into the word of God and hear what God is saying unto us. Amen. I want to go to the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. In the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, I want to extrapolate from there. And I want you to hear what God is saying in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hebrews, the 12th chapter. We'll go and see the word and hear the word of the Lord. All right. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter, starting at the first verse, it said, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Wherefore, seeing that we, verse 1, it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I want to use for a topic, and as you may have seen, finish the race. Yes, finish the race. Finish the race. Now, God didn't put you in the race for you to give up. God didn't put you in the race for you to quit. God didn't put you in the race to lose, but God wanted you to finish the race. He didn't put you in the race so you can only look good doing what you're doing. He put you in the race to be a winner. He put you in the race to make sure you are running with patience. Finish the race. Now, what do we say? Webster says finish means to come to an end or to terminate, to end, to come to the end of a course, task, or undertaking. To end relations, amen, to end a competition in a specific manner or position. When you finish something, you bring that thing to an end. And so God is saying, I want you to run this race until you have reached the end. I want you to run this race until you have reached the destination, where you have reached your destined place, the place where you know that God is going to do things for you, where you know that God is going to bring breakthroughs and healing for you. Not only is God going to bring breakthroughs and healing, but God want to make you whole. God want to strengthen you, sir. He want to strengthen you, ma'am. But we got to know something. That one thing God love, he said, wherefore seeing that we are compassed about which is such a great cloud of witnesses. In other words, there are going to be witnesses. You notice in a race, I love to used to do a relay race, or I used to do track, if you will. And at the track meet, there are so many people in the audience. There are so many people. They're cheering that certain person on. They're cheering that certain person that they on, that are on their side or there for their team. They're cheering them on. Well, God is saying that's what is set aside. You're compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. Look at the angels. Look at the other, the elders that have gone before us. They are cheering us on. Say, you can go through this. You can survive this. No, you're not going to give up in this. You can go forth. They are so great of a cloud of witnesses. They are witnesses that God is able. Now, I love what Revelation said. They were overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. They were overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. So when God is saying that every time you testify, every time you go through something, you have a testimony. Every time you experience something, you have a testimony. But then again, he said, let us lay aside every weight. Those things that every weight, what do you mean? That which is dead weight, that which hinders you, that is keeping you from running. Now, you understand a runner doesn't go out there with a mink coat on or a leather coat or anything such as that. When a runner is out on the track, when a runner is running a relay, when they're doing whatever, they're running the miles. Amen. They are light. They have on light clothes. They have on thin clothes. In other words, they are doing everything they can to avoid any type of weight, anything that will hinder them, anything that will cause them to be hindered, anything that will cause them to be lacking. In other words, God is saying, I want you to be light for the flight. God said, I want you to be light for the flight. I want you to run this race. I want your heart to be light. I want you to forgive in this moment. Oh, that's a point right there. God said, I want you to forgive what they did to you. I want you to forgive what you did to yourself. I want you to forgive what happened to you as a young girl. I want you to forgive what happened to you as a young boy. I want you to forgive those mistakes you made. Let it go. Sometimes we are asking for forgiveness, but we have to forgive ourselves. Come on. Sometimes we're holding on to things that we have done, but I thank God for Romans 8:1. He said, there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that walk after God, not after the flesh. In other words, when you are walking in God, when you're walking for God, amen, that's a way that God would deliver you. God would give you freedom. God would give you strength. He said, lay aside every weight in the sin that so easily beset you. In other words, get it off of you. Let it get out. Listen, I'm excusing all of the excuses. I'm excusing all of the excuses. In other words, I'm getting rid of every excuse while I'm holding on to this. You need to get rid of every excuse on why you're holding on to something that God has been trying to free you from. In other words, that's why the race is so hard, because we're running with, amen, we're running with weights on our back. We're running with bags on our back. We're running with weights on our legs. We're running and we're trying to get somewhere where we are being hindered by things of the old. So let aside of every weight that you've been holding on. Yes, that stress you've been holding on to, that depression, all those things, that child, that husband, that friend, sometimes they become a weight. And God is saying the reason you can't run this race or finish this race is because you're concerned about somebody else. But today we're going to push you, sir. Today, we're going to push you, ma'am, to finish the race. Yes, I know it got hard. Yes, I know it got trouble. I know you went through some trying time. You went through some stressful time. But God has called you to finish the race. I love what the word of the Lord say. He will give his word as a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. God said, I'm going to give you enough. I'm going to give you enough words so you can make the next step. Come on. That's all you have to do, sir, is make the next step. That's all you have to do, ma'am. You might not see all of the way, but if you can make the next step, God would do great things. He said, run this way, race. In other words, you got to finish this race. Now, when you're running as light. You're running as light as possible. You want to run and you don't have to be worried. In other words, you're going to lay aside every weight. Now, even when we lay aside the weight, we got to wait on God. Look at the word wait. I know it's a one syllable word, but I used it and I broke it up. Weigh it. Yeah, you're going to weigh it. You're going to weigh everything that God is calling you to do. You're going to weigh it. If it's not leveling up to the thing of God, let it go. Weight can become a sin. Come on. I said weight can become a sin. Yeah, I know you felt like you needed to hold on to that. You needed to be strong about something, and you just felt that if you hold on to it, that it was going to get better. But the more you hang on to it, the worse it get. It can cause you to operate out of disobedience. So we're going to finish the race by letting those weight go. And he said, lay aside every weight and the sin. Come on. All the things. It's a sinful thing for you not to forgive. It's a sinful thing for you to keep going back to that thing. It's a sinful thing for you to keep on, amen, worrying about that thing that God has freed you from. It's a sinful thing for you to entertain even thought. So that's why the Bible said, what in Philippians 4:8, it said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honor, whatsoever things are of a good report, what if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So even right now, we're going to control the thought of our mind that it won't lead us to sin. It that easily beset us, what you mean beset, men of God, to set or to stud with or as, to trouble. Here it is, the key word, that thing that is harassing you. Come on, you have moved forward, and how many of you ever experienced some things in your past, and it seems like it keep on coming up. It seems like it keeps showing up. Every place you get to, it keeps on showing up. You know why it wanted to show up? It's almost like the wind to a racer. It's trying to push you back. It's trying to keep you from finishing strong. But little that the wind know that the more the wind blow towards you, the stronger you're getting. Come on. The wind keeps you to get strong, helps you to get strong, but you're going to press towards the wind. You're going to press against the wind. I'm sorry. You're going to press toward the mark and against the wind. You're going to press and you're going to believe God for what he's doing for you. You're going to believe God because this thing is coming to harass you. That thought won't harass you. That past relationship won't harass you. That past emotion won't harass you. God is going to push you to finish the race. It would easily beset you. That it won't easily beset you. In other words, when it comes to harass you, when it comes up on you, you said, no, I'm not going to dwell with that. I'm not going to deal with that. I have a race to run and I'm going to finish the race. What do you mean to run? To go and, amen, to flee, to retreat, to escape, to exercise, to go without restraint. Come on, somebody. Amen. You're saying today is my day to go without restraint. I'm not going to be hindered by the thoughts. I'm not going to be hindered. Watch this. I'm not even going to be hindered by my own pride or my own thing, selfishness. I am going to walk and we're going to believe God that we're going to finish the race. No, we're not just going to be in the race looking good, but we're determined to finish the race. The Bible lets us know as we run with patience, he said, let us run this race with patience. In other words, as I run, I believe that God is going to bring me to the finish line. Notice that the finish line is not always, amen, full of joy. Well, the finish line is full of joy. I'm sorry. It's not full of people. Everybody is not going to cheer you on. Everything is not going to cheer you on. On your way to the finish line, you're going to experience things. You're going to experience the parts of the time when you're running, you're going to be running out of wind. Seems like you're running out of wind. Seems like you're giving up. The Bible said, we shall reap if we faint not. So you're not going to faint, sir. You're not going to faint, ma'am. God is getting ready to give you a second wind. God is getting ready to move you to another level. God is getting ready to cause you to finish this thing, and you're going to finish it strong. Look looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. God didn't give you faith for you to, amen, be a loser. God gave you faith so you can finish and finish strong. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the creator of our faith. He's the establisher of our faith. And I love what Hebrews 11 and 6 said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But him that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How are you going to diligently seek God if you're not running after him? We're going to run this race and we're going to finish this race. So I know it has been some hard times in this season. I know it's been some struggling time in this season. But sir, I want to encourage you to run the race. I want to encourage you, ma'am, to run the race. And how many of you know, not only just run the race, but we're going to finish the race. I love what Paul said in Philippians 3 and 13. He said, brethren, I count not myself have apprehended, but this one thing that I do, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. I'm not entertaining those things which are behind me. I'm not even dwelling on those things that are behind me. I'm not even concentrating on those things on behind me. In other words, you cannot let that entertain me. The Bible lets us know, let us not be ignorant of the enemy's devices. The enemy, all he wants to do is plant a seed, a doubt in your heart that you can't finish the race. But my God, you're getting ready to get your second win. And in your second win, you shall win. I said, with your second win. Sometimes God has to give you a third and a fourth and a fifth win. But whatever win you're taking, you say, God, I'm getting another win so I can win. I'm taking another breath. He said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. Here it is. And I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before me. In other words, I'm reaching to finish the race. I'm reaching for the finish line. I'm reaching for the goal. I'm reaching for the assignment. I'm reaching for the task. I'm reaching for the goal that God has for me. I'm reaching for the blessing. I'm reaching for the breakthrough. I'm reaching for the healing. I'm reaching for the deliverance. Come on, you got to reach for it. You got to believe God for it. You got to trust God for it. You got to throw your hands up and say, God, whatever I have to do, I'm going to do it in this season. Why? Because he said in verse 14, Philippians 3 and 14, he said, I press towards the mark. You got to press beyond the stress. You got to press beyond the depression. You got to press beyond the hurt. You got to press beyond the things. You got to press beyond your past or the negativity that you have experienced concerning your life. Yes, I know you've had some thoughts that were not God-like, but you got to press beyond it. Yo, I know the enemy is telling you, oh, you're not good enough. You're not God enough. You're not this. But you got to press beyond that, because on the other side of your pressing, there are blessings. Oh, my God. I better say that again so I can say it for a friend. On the other side of your pressing, there are blessings. Yeah, God want to bless you, sir. God want to bless you, ma'am. He wants you to keep on pressing. He wants you to finish the race. He wants you to complete the race. He wants you to finish that assignment. He wants you to finish that thing that he has given you. The assignment of God is for you to go and do what God told you to do. My God, and this is not the season for you to throw in the towel. This is the season you grab the towel and say, I'm wiping the sweat away because I'm going to finish this race. You're going to finish that book. You're going to finish that poem. You're going to finish that job. You're going to finish opening that business. You're going to finish what God has called you to finish. And this is not going to be the moment where you throw in the towel. This is not going to be the moment that you give up on God, but you're going to finish the race. Yeah, you're going to finish everything that God told you to do. You're going to finish every assignment. You're going to finish everything that God has appointed you to do. You're going to finish that ministry. You're going to fulfill the ministry that God has given you. He said, for I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. So when you finish, in other words, God said, I expect you to end. I expect you to finish. I expect you to get to the finish line. So come on, lift up your heads, all you gates, and be ye lifted up, for the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So you're going to finish this race, sir. You're going to finish this race, ma'am. And this is not the time for you to just have on any kind of weight. This is not the time you take on the weight of the world. This is not the time you take on the weight of the family. But you're getting ready to finish the race for you. The race that God has given you, you're going to finish it. And now you got to know, in the race, when you finish the race, I want to break down the word race, A-R-A-C-E. When you finish the race, God said, you're going to get a reward. My God, when you finish the race, A, you're going to receive the appointment. When you receive the, when you finish the race, C, you're going to receive the covenant. And E, you're going to go into another level of elevation. My God, God said, I have a reward for you when you finish the race. Not only am I going to give you a reward, he said, but your gift shall make room for you. A, he's going to put you into another level of appointment. He's going to appoint you to do things that you never thought you would do. C, he's going to connect you with greater covenants. The covenant that God has for you, the covenant that God is going to connect with you is going to be great. And E, God said, I'm going to elevate you to another level. I'm going to elevate you to another assignment. And I believe that this is the hour that you be elevated. This is the hour you receive the reward. This is the hour you receive an appointment. This is the hour that you receive the covenant, because you're going to be elevated in this season. You're going to finish the race. You're not going to give up. You're not going to give in. So get back to doing what God called you to do. Get back into that ministry. Get back into that business. Go ahead and buy that house. Go ahead and get what God told you to get, because your mind and your goal is to finish the race. He said, I'm not going to, he said, not only are we, he said, I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher, who the joy was set before him, endured the cross. You're going to endure all the things, the suffering, despising the shame, every shame that you felt. God said, I'm going to cause you to finish this race, and I'm going to set down, you're going to sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. God said, I'm going to reward you when you finish the race. I'm going to reward you for what you've done. I'm going to reward you for where you come from. I'm going to reward you, because where you're going is greater than where you have been. My God, I better say that loud so I can say it for the crowd. Where you're going is always going to be greater than where you have been. The things you've been through, God said, I'm going to take you to another level. So get ready, sir. Get ready, ma'am. As you finish the race, God said, I'm going to give you the great reward. I'm going to allow you to get the reward. You're going to get the reward. A, you're going to get the appointment. C, you're going to be connected with covenant. And E, you're going to experience elevation. So go ahead and finish the race. Don't let this day go by without you saying, this is the day that I'm going to finish the race. What kind of race am I finishing? I'm finished. You're going to finish the race that God has set before you. So press toward the mark, sir. To press toward the mark, ma'am, and finish the race. Because this is not your season that you give up. This is the season that you go up. I love y'all. I appreciate you listening to this version of the podcast. Amen. Motivational Monday. Listen, I want you to be a blessing. Amen. If you desire to be a blessing, you may do it at hashtag Dr. Lamonte Calvin on Cash App. But whatever you do, finish the race. Whatever you do, keep on running. Whatever you do, keep on striving. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. In Jesus' name. I love you. I'll see you next time on this version of podcast, a Motivational Monday. And remember, your now is not your later. Be blessed.